Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back on site on a field trip Friday. It's Pupitella Pizza in Chantilly. We're here till 6:30. Come on out and hang with us. We've got some gift cards we're going to be giving away throughout the show as well for some of the folks that stop by and have happy hour and dinner with us. We're excited about that. Pupitella Pizza in Chantilly.
What are you doing to protect your family's assets? As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condori and Morag can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com, and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Speaking of things we're giving away, Caps tickets, one final time today. We've got a pair for somebody ahead of the Beltway Blitz at 4 o'clock, so you better be listening in 1 hour from right now if you want those tickets to go see the Caps at Capital One Arena. Before we get into the NFL playoff matchups and the weekend ahead in the National Football League, I do feel like our show coverage has been a little light on the playoffs this week.
Yeah.
And maybe that's our fault. Maybe I'll raise my hand and say my bad on that. I just think there's been so much going on with the Commanders, the Cliff Kingsbury news, which we didn't see coming, and then the search thereafter, that we've kind of sunk our teeth into that. There's been some Trae Young to cover as well. So we really haven't taken the goggles, put them on, put the swim trunks on, and dove into the playoffs that deep yet. But we will do that in just a few minutes. But people want to hop in on this idea that I'm floating, which is, don't be surprised if David Blough's the OC here. I know everybody's excited about the possibility of Mike McDaniel, and you should be. I think that would be a home run. But I think people should also prepare themselves that maybe this thing settles in-house with David Blough. How would you feel about that? Elijah's in D.C. on Grant and Danny, wants to lead us off. What's up, Elijah? How are you?
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, bud.
I feel like that is one of the safer options because – I'm not suggesting that McDaniels is like, you know, Tom Brady, but when you have like, I just don't want it to be like a Drew Bledsoe situation where people are clamoring for McDaniels to take over as the head coach next year. So I think safety wise for everybody in the building going with Bilal, I think that helps. Also, when you're having teams that want to interview him, like Detroit isn't just going to interview anybody. So I think there is something there. I do have concerns about the play calling situation and just the newness. And is this actually the time in the year right. Dan Quinn wants to put in for having that process be something that's new for somebody?
So Elijah, that to me is the billion-dollar question.
Great call, buddy.
Is how much of a risk are you willing to take on if you're Quinn? I mentioned a few days ago, the last time he was in this spot, and that's what we should do a lot of the times. Figure out, what does the past tell us? He blew out his OC. He blew out his DC. He blew out his special teams coach in Atlanta. His back's against the wall. He's got to fill out a staff. What does that hiring process tell us? And he basically just choked up on the bat, spread his feet out a little bit, and he tried to get on base. He tried to just drop a ball 157 yards down the middle into the fairway. Nothing risky. We're laying up. And he went with Dirk Cutter, and it didn't work. And so do you want to possibly do something a little safer, or are you willing to roll the dice and take a big swing on a possible long-term 4 or 5 year solution in David Blough?
My counter to Elijah's counter, it's a good call, is this. Everything has a risk. In other words, if you hire a hotshot, say Mike McDaniel, or the other guy that's on his way to a head coaching gig, the risk is you lose him. If you hire a neophyte that's not ready, that's not at risk of being a head coach, you might not be around to see his blossoming come to fruition if you're Dan Quinn and you hire David Blough. every hire, potentially, one way or the other, has plenty of downside, plenty of risk, et cetera. A guy without a great reputation. I mean, listen, Drew Terrell, for example, whom they interviewed from Arizona via Ron Rivera's staff as a wide receiver coach, might be the next certified genius. He might be the next incredible offensive mind that's yet remained untapped. I have no idea. I do know that his two previous stints do not inspire any confidence at all. So there's risk to that. No, there's no move that's risk-free. You know what I mean? Like, it's either it works and you're cursed with the fact that it worked and you're going to lose the guy, or it doesn't work in time and you're out too. And now we're all kind of going, well, I can't believe you hired him over fill in the blank.
Let's go to Usman in New York, listening on the Odyssey app. One of the ways you can check us out today, we're live right now on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube channel in high definition. Of course, we're live all over D.C. on The Fan. You listen to us in Richmond, AM 910, FM 105.1, and wherever you are, always free and available, the Odyssey app. What's up, Usman? How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Happy Friday. Real quick, I'm very against hiring David Blau for a couple of reasons. First off, I don't know if it's the best move for DQ. He's already on a short leash, and as you mentioned, you know, not that much time for him to allow David Blau to develop, especially as somebody who's going from barely a QB coach to then a play caller. The other thing is, you know, I think if Jaden has to move to a Shanahan system anyways, it's much easier to replace those guys after a one and done because of how popular that scheme is in the NFL. Whereas if you're moving on from, you know, like a David Blau or Mike McDaniel if you're moving on from like a different system, you know, it's going to be harder for him to learn a completely new offense from an air raid to a Shanahan style. The other thing is, I think it's much more likely that DQ hires somebody like a Clay Kubiak in San Francisco, who is an OC but not a play caller, who has that experience, or a Mike LaFleur, rather than taking that risk. And I think Jaden, you know, I know I respect that he has different desires, but he's still a second-year quarterback going on his third year. He has time to learn and grow, and the best quarterbacks have had multiple offensive coordinators. So it's just something he's going to have to deal with as a quarterback in this league.
So it could definitely happen. Thanks for the call, Usman. I don't disagree with anything you just said, by the way. It could definitely happen that they go outside the building non-Blau, and it isn't McDaniel. But I will say that would now surprise me. Like, I think that...
Do you feel like Blau has the inside track, if there is such a thing?
I do, yeah. What I said in the first segment was, if I had to bet right now, I would bet on him getting the job. But if you told me, like, who would I hire? I think I would have McDaniel 1, Blau 2. But I would be surprised if it's someone external that isn't Mike McDaniel. I guess that's my point.
Okay.
I think when they originally had this process and the names came out, and I heard Brian Daboll, someone they're going to, you know, make a call to, and there's some other names, and I was thinking, all right, they're casting a pretty wide net. And you've seen them interview multiple options, tight ends coach in Dallas, wide receivers coach in Arizona. They're doing their due diligence. They are talking to people. But it feels to me like the top choices, or the most likely choices, maybe is a better way to put it, are Blau and McDaniel. And then underneath of that, if something were to go south.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sideways and get squirrely with one of those. There are other guys. But again, this is a fluid situation, and I'm speculating, informed speculation, but I don't know that they really know how this is going to end just yet. So it's impossible to really predict this at this moment.
Right.
Let's go to Russell in Graysonville on Grant and Danny. What's up, Russell? How are you?
Hey, afternoon, guys. How are you guys today?
Great, brother.
Very
Thank
well.
You.
We're hanging out at Chantilly's Pupatello location. We're eating pizza. We're feeling good.
Hey, man, I got to agree with both of you. You know, Mike McDaniels would be the home run with his, you know, his style of offense, the spreads, the motions. the run heavy offense, you know, with Jaden under center, definitely. David Blau, I mean, obviously with Quinn, there's no doubt. Third year, you know, you've already outed your OC, your DC, his head's on the chopping block, so to speak. And I'm really just wondering, I mean, nothing against Blau as, you know, a quarterback's coach and so forth, ex-quarterback himself, but I look at the relationship that Jaden had with Mike Denbrock at LSU, and I know he's at Notre Dame right now, but, you know, just because of the growth more as a person, we know the intangibles and the God-given talent Jaden possesses. What could that be an option? I'm sure they're going to scratch every surface possible. And again, DQ's got to get it right, or that's definitely going to, you know, tie that noose a little tighter around his neck to get him out. Yeah, they got to get it right, man. They got to get it right.
They don't have a choice. Thanks, yeah, I mean, you appreciate don't get you. To hire three coordinators generally.
Yeah.
So it's got to be right this time. He admitted by moving on from Cliff that was the wrong choice.
Well, the way you could get to three is if this hear me out. McDaniel comes. Everybody gets what they want, which is Dan Quinn gets another year in addition. This offense hums. It flies. It's awesome. McDaniel gets another job as a head coach or something else, and you go, not my fault. We were great this year. Then you get to hire a third. But generally, the point is, you don't get to say, we're doing a whole new paradigm. You don't get to pick the second and third paradigm most of the time.
I don't have any interest in doing the let's go to college to find somebody that's tight with Jaden thing. By the way, it would make no sense to me. If I'm going to run a college-ish offense that Jaden has run before, why wouldn't I have kept Cliff Kingsbury?
Yep.
I'm trying to put myself in their shoes. They moved on from Cliff. Cliff didn't walk out the door on his own accord. I mean, there was some of that, I guess, if they're going to call it mutual. But what do we know? We know that they didn't like the way they operated because there weren't enough traditional NFL staples in the offense. They're going to sign up to do more of the LSU thing? I don't think that's the direction they're trying to go here at all. That doesn't make sense to me. If you're doing that, then Cliff Kingsbury should just still be
here. Then you keep
here.
Some continuity there for a guy that made some chicken salad this year.
Yeah, you would just say, oh, you were the number 12 offense in yards per play with a bunch of injuries and backup quarterbacks, and the quarterback really likes you, and you got to the NFC Championship game with an elite offense last year. We'll give you another shot at this thing. But they want a different look. They want a different feel. Let's go to Ben in Virginia. On Grant and Danny, you can call us at 800-636-1067. We're live in Chantilly at Pupitella Pizza until 6:30. What's up, Ben? How are you?
Hey, Grant, Danny, hope you guys are getting some good food today. I'm jealous.
We are indeed, sir.
That's excellent. I got to try that place one day. Honestly, the brilliance of the coordinator that they have on staff here, Blau, is understated. I mean, the guy doesn't, as you keep saying, Grant, he doesn't even have an offense yet. So it would be a brilliant hire. You know what I mean? To go with a guy who doesn't have any offense. He's played under a lot of guys. But do we really want to hire a guy for that position that literally has to come up with a system before the season to work with our top quarterback? I mean, a little bit of tongue-in-cheek, but honestly, are we seriously considering that? A guy has no offense at all? He has to make it up?
Yeah, the point stands. Now, here's what would happen. I'm realistic, and I appreciate the phone call. It's a good one. We're kind of, as I said, it's kind of tongue-in-cheek. It's not as if he hasn't thought about what plays he might want to run or what he might want to call. You're always doing this sort of stuff. You're coming, even, you know, before you try stand-up for the first time, you're coming up with material.
Yeah.
Right? You're not just going up there going, okay, I got to do it the night of. You're basically going through that process now, and as part of the interview process, I guarantee you, if he's asked the question, what are you doing here? How are you doing it? What do you want to run? We'll feature this bootleg look that I got from Ben Johnson. We'll feature this zone, outside zone that I got from Kyle Shanahan. We'll feature this counter to the counter that I got from Cliff Kingsbury, etc. He's already thought of a lot of this stuff, but when we see it on Evan offense yet, we have literally never seen that guy call a play, install a game plan, make an adjustment, do anything. It's not his fault he hasn't done that. He was playing in the league an hour and a half ago.
Right.
But there's an unknown there, and I think that's where the risk is.
I don't.
Is that fair?
Yes. I don't view it as he doesn't have an offense. I view it as he has three offenses or whatever. I think he's going to create a scheme out of multiple offenses that he has run as a quarterback and been a part of as a coach. Like, to me, that's not a weakness. That is a strength, honestly, that he does not have a set scheme at this point. I actually feel good about that. The weakness is he's never been a coordinator before.
Yeah.
The weakness is he's never been a play caller before. The weakness is he has never, frankly, like run a room before. Beyond, we see him on Hard Knocks now getting to be the quarterback's coach. He's sitting behind a desk with the, you know, PowerPoint behind him. He was going around the room asking the quarterbacks, what did you learn this year? But it's three or four guys in the room. It's Sam Hartman, Jaden Daniels, Marcus Mariota. Like, he has not stood in front of 53 guys. He has not stood in front of, you know, 30 members of an offense or whatever and led those meetings. Now, do I think that based on what I've heard about his acumen, he could do that? Sure, but it is risky. Anytime you hire someone that's never done anything. When CK hired you to do shows, coming over as a stand-up comedian, that was probably risky. When he brought me in at 21 years old and said, you're going to be a beat reporter, that was probably risky. Like, yeah, if you're not just doing something safe and going, this guy's been a beat reporter for 9 years covering this team, okay, but you're never going to find new blood. You're never going to find someone, right, who does it different and better. And,
yeah, the difference is you and I weren't doing afternoon drive the first hour.
Well, that's a very good point. I mean, the analogy, I guess, would be, you know, we would have been hired to run the station or something.
Yeah.
But you're putting your career in David Blau's hands. You really are. And that's why the risk is one that I think Dan Quinn, like, that's what makes it hard for me to see it happening. But it's multifaceted. If Mike McDaniel called them today and said, I will take the job, would they offer it to him and hire him? Probably. That's not the world they're living in.
No.
They're living in a world, yeah, where, hey, man, I got to see what's going on with these head coaching jobs. Let's talk in a week. Hey, man, I got five other OC opportunities. Let's line up an interview. Like, how long do you want to wait? Do you want to get Bienemied where you are the last team that hasn't hired an OC? I don't think you could be that team. That normally does not work very well.
No. Yeah, there's – again, no matter what you do, I think a couple of callers – I think it was Elijah pointed this out, whether it was inadvertently or not. There is so much risk to every single maneuver, right? You can always find the if this part doesn't work or if you're waiting patiently, the next thing you know, the game of musical chair stops as there are more openings than we thought. Think about how much different this would be if there were the – five that we anticipated, right? You're already on to eight, and then there's other staffs that are going to get blown out, so there'll be other OC positions, DC positions, et cetera. You are in a feeding frenzy all of a sudden. And again, there are only so many guys that would, I think, excite a fan base that was bitterly crushed and disappointed, understandably so, after maybe the most disappointing year in the sport.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.